starts out again with the same, what are the 12? And then asks, what are we going to do about significance testing? Correlation, partials, and semi-partials all give you basically an R and a p-value whenever you look at output. Sitting behind that p-value is some sort of significance test, and these can all be tested with R's, F's, T's, things like that. Semipartials are specifically nested model comparisons. Partials and semipartials have no strictly appropriate significance test, but we use the same test we apply to the semipartials and the multiple semipartials. Yes, we actually calculate the summary statistic differently for partials and semipartials, but we use the same significance test because we ain't got nothing else. Correlated correlations use Hotelling's t-test and Steiger's z-test. So does non-nested model comparisons. Again, to highlight that parallel. Correlations across populations use Fisher's z-test. And that's also what we use for the R-square comparison. Fisher Z. But remember that when we compare across populations, we're also doing a structural comparison, which uses Steiger Z test with cross models. That's the squirreliest one, because that one has two parts. Comparison across criteria used Hotelling's and Steiger's on a cross-model comparison. The full model uses an R-square F-test. The nested model comparison uses an R-square change F-test. So we've got the Hotelling's and the Steiger's that are used for correlated correlations, nested model comparison, the structural comparison when we're comparing populations, and used when we're comparing criterion models. We have Fisher's Z that is used for comparing correlations across populations, and the fit test part of comparing multiple regressions across populations. We've got the nested model comparison, which is an R-square change test, which is also used for semi-partial and multiple semi-partial. And we have the R-square F test. We don't really have anything for the partial and the multiple partial, so we use the closest, most reasonable substitute for that, which is partials and semi-partials.